Hello, how are you today? I'm going to be reading Drawn to Life. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Drawn to Life. Do you like animated movies? Have you ever thought about where they come from? Animated movies are made by artists called animators. Making one animated movie can take hundreds of artists and several years. Let's find out where animation comes from and how it works. To create animation, you need to draw many, many pictures of an object or character. These drawings are called frames. Each frame is a little bit different from the last one. When you put all the frames together in a chain and play it fast, the character starts moving and seems to be alive. One of the first steps to making an animated movie is designing the characters. Character designers start by studying people and animals and learning how to draw them. Then they decide what their character will look like. They draw their character many times, facing different ways, wearing different clothes, and showing different emotions. Another one of the first steps is called storyboarding. This is when animators plan out the whole movie by drawing sketches of everything that happens in the story. The words under each picture tell what the characters are saying. They use simple pencil drawings, so it is easy to make changes to the story. Now that everything is all planned, it's time to start animating. First, the animators draw the keyframes. These are the most important moments in the movie. They show how the characters will act. Animators are sometimes called actors with pencils because they have to think like an actor while drawing with a pencil. The next step is called tweening, which comes from the word between. This is when animators draw all the frames between the keyframes to make the characters move smoothly. They need to draw 24 frames for every second of animation. That means one movie can take over 100,000 frames. After all the frames have been drawn, it's time to paint them. Ink and paint artists clean up the pencil drawings by tracing them with black ink on clear plastic pages. Then they paint in the colors. They have to wait for each color to dry before adding the next color, so it takes a very long time. Finally, it's time to take pictures of all the frames and put them together into a movie. This special animation camera has many layers. The cameraman places the background paintings down below and the clear plastic pages with the characters up high. This makes the characters look near and the background look far away when you watch the movie. Another way to make animated movies is called claymation. With claymation, instead of drawing the characters, you make them out of clay. Then you move the character slightly and take a picture to create each frame of animation. The clay characters have metal wires inside them so they stay in place. Nowadays, most animation is done on computers. This makes the job easier because the computer can do all the tweening for you. However, computer animators still need to practice drawing with pencil and paper, so they can learn how people and animals' bodies move. As you can see, making animated movies is a lot of hard work. But with animation, we can do things that are not possible with normal movies. We can see the characters and places of our dreams come to life. That's why children and adults all over the world love watching animated movies. The end.